Vyanam,
Vyanam,
Guhyatamam,
Guhyatamam,
Vyasta,
Vyasta,
Sakta,
Sakta,
Bhagavata,
Bhagavata,
Bhagavato Ditam,
Bhagavato Ditam,
Anvavocan,
Anvavocan,
Kameshyanta,
Kameshyanta,
Kripaya,
Kripaya,
Jina,
Jina,
Vatsala,
Vatsala,
Jnanam Guhyatamam Yatta,
Jnanam Guhyatamam Yatta,
Saksad Bhagavato Ditam,
Saksad Bhagavato Ditam,
Anvavocan Gamishyanta,
Anvavocan Gamishyanta,
Kripaya Dina Vatsala,
Kripaya Dina Vatsala,
Jnanam Guhyatamam Yatta,
Jnanam.
Jnanam Guhyatamam Yatta,
Jnanam Guhyatamam Yatta,
Saksad Bhagavato Ditam,
Saksad Bhagavato Ditam,
Anvavocan Gamishyanta,
Anvavocan Gamishyanta,
Kripaya Dina Vatsala,
Kripaya Dina Vatsala,
Jnanam Guhyatamam Yatta,
Jnanam Guhyatamam Yatta,
Saksad Bhagavato Ditam, Anvavocan Gamishyanta,
Anvavocan Gamishyanta,
Kripaya Dina Vatsala,
Kripaya Dina Vatsala.
Jnanam,
Jnanam,
knowledge. Guhyatamam,
Guhyatamam,
most confidential.
Yat,
Yat, what is?
Tat,
that.
Yes.
Sakshat,
directly.
Directly. From Bhagavata,
Bhagavata.
Uditam.
Uditam.
Propounded by the Lord Himself. Anvavocan,
Anvavocan.
Gave instructions.
Kameshyanta,
while departing from.
While departing from.
Kripaya,
Kripaya,
by causeless mercy.
Dina Vatsala,
those who are very kind to the poor and meek. Translation. As they were leaving, those Bhakti Vedantas, who are very kind to poor-hearted souls, instructed me in that most confidential subject, which is instructed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself.
Jnanam Guhyatamam Yatta Sakshat Bhagavato Ditam Annabhutam Gamishyanta Kripaya Dina Vatsala. So, yesterday we have been discussing the symptoms of Guru and the symptoms of disciples. He is actual disciple and he is actual It is stated by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Saksad Hari Prena Samastra Shastri Yukta Sathabha Bataiva Salvi Kinsu Prabhuja Priyaiva Tasya Bande Guru Sri Charanaras. So, Guru's position is very exalted. Why exalted? Because he is the confidential servant of Krishna. Kintu prabhujya priyaiva tasya. One, suppose you want to do some business and with some farm and a representative comes to transact business, naturally one tries to satisfy that representative so that the business can be done very well. This is natural psychology. Similarly, Kintu Prabhuja Priyayavatas Guru is very dear to Krishna. Because his business is to serve Krishna. His business is to execute the will of Krishna. Therefore here it is said, Jatva Sakshat Bhagavato Dita. Don't disturb in this way. Sakshat Bhagavato Dita. Sakshat means directly. What was spoken directly by the Supreme Personality of God. And that is jnana. That is real knowledge. Jnanam guhyatamam. Guhyatamam, most confidence. Guhya, guhyatara, and guhyatamam. What is that verse in 18th chapter? Guhya, guhyatamam, prabhakshami. That the conclusion is that the most confidential knowledge is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead directly. And what it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, Guhyat Guhyatama. I know this verse. Good luck. Before Sadhguru. Yes. So Krishna personally giving the most confidential knowledge. And here it is also mentioned that the saintly persons, the Mahatma, they simply spoke what was spoken by Krishna himself directly. That's all. Here it is stated, Annavasun Gamishanta Guyatamam Jatta Sakshat Bhagavata. This is a very important statement. Jnanam, Guhyatama. The most confidential part of knowledge is that which is given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead direct. Anyone who is interested in spiritual knowledge, they will benefit simply by accepting what Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. This is Jnanam. That is also stated by Krishna. Etat jnanam. Etat annathajat abjnanam. Anything beyond this knowledge, what is spoken by Krishna, that is abjnanam. Ignorance. That is not jnanam. Unfortunately, it has become a fashion now to interpret Bhagavad Gita in their own foolish way and mislead the public. These are repeatedly spoken in many places that in the Western countries so many Swamis and yogis, they went there for the last at least 100 years. 100 years from India many Swamis and yogis had been, is still there going. But they could not turn in a single person to Krishna consciousness. Not a single person. Throughout the whole history of this 100 years of Swamis going to the Western country, but could not turn even a single soul to understand Krishna. This is a fact. It is not that I am very proud No. This truth must be spoken. Why they could not do so? The defect was that they did not say what Krishna said directly. They said their own words. They manufactured their own philosophy. Here, the saintly persons, Mahatma, Gomishanta, when they were going, they confidentially said what was spoken by Krishna directly. This is the secret of success. Try to understand. Annabhotan Gomishanta Kripaya Dhinavasta. Guru or Mahatma, they are very merciful. Merciful in this way that they know how a person can be elevated to the topmost platform of knowledge and they can give it. And this is not very difficult. It is said here that Dakta Shashad Bhagavato Ditam. This is mercifulness. A guru's business is to deliver the same message as Krishna said. Then he is Dhinavastal. Otherwise, if he says something else, he is a cheater. He is not good. He must be to the suffering humanity, being kind upon them, Dhinavastal. Dhina means very poor. Poor in knowledge. At the present moment, always, those who are in the material world, they are very, very poor. Very, very poor. Dhinar Dhina Chetasa. Because their mind is very crippled. They are thinking that this duration of life, say 50 years or 20 years, at most 70 or 100 years, this is everything, that's all. Therefore, they are very poor. Their expansion of knowledge is very, very meager. And it is a business of the saintly person to be kind of him. That this is not the life. You are thinking, making adjustments to live for 50 years or 100 years very comfortably. Or in next life, for me, they also take consideration of the next life to be promoted in the heavenly planet or other higher planetary system. But it's still that poor, because they are lacking in the knowledge of eternal life, full of knowledge and blissfulness. That they do not know. Satchidananda life. So it is the business of the Mahatma to enlighten them to the real platform of life. Krishna says personally, Mamupesa Kontriya Dukkhalam Asasatam Napnuvanti Mahatmana Sangsiddhim Paramangatam. This is real life. To go back to home, back to her, Godhead, Krishna, Mamupesa. If you go back to home, back to Godhead, that is Sangsiddhim Paramangatam. That is the highest perfection of life. But almost everyone, 99.9% people, they want to become happy within this material. Therefore, they are poor. Very, very poor. And the Mahatma, they give the knowledge that this is not life. This is a temporary platform.
Asāsatam.
Dukkhālayam asāsatam. This is confidence and knowledge. You are trying to be happy. Suppose Brahma, he lives for many millions of years. Still it is dukkhālayam asāsatam. That life is also temporary. What is millions of years duration of life in comparison to the eternal life? So, beginning from Brahma down to the small ant, whoever is within this material world, it is to be understood their understanding is very poor. And the Mahatma, being kind upon this poor soul, they deliver the same knowledge as Krishna gave, Sarva Dharmān Paritrajya Māmitam Itam. This is Guru's business. Do not manufacture him. There is no question of, there is no need of manufacturing. Simply, you speak to the suffering humanity the same thing which Krishna says. Sāsād bhagavata bhagavata uditam. This is the business of Guru. This is clearly said. Now, the friend, father, in the next verse, how he became advanced. This verse is very important. That jnanam gayyatamam jatta. Actually, perfect knowledge you can get from the Supreme Personality of God. And in parampara system, you get that knowledge. Devam parampara prasam imam rāja sayodhi. Parampara means they do not change the word of Krishna. That is parampara. Krishna says, Matmana bhavamad bhaktamatyadi nāma namaskuru. And the parampara system says the same. No change. They never say that I have now become Krishna. And you surrender unto me, think of me. There are many so-called incarnations. Everything like that, you think of me, same, repeating the same word in his own favor, not in Krishna's favor. That is not Mahatma, that is Duratma. Mahatma means who always speaks in Krishna's favor. That is Mahatma. This is the purpose of this verse. Jnanam guhyatamam yatta sāksāt bhagavān te sarva dharmān paritrajya māmekam saranam guhyam. So our business should be to repeat the same thing, that we give up all nonsense engagement, simply surrender to Krishna, simply think of Krishna, simply become a devotee of Krishna, simply offer obeisance to Krishna. That will make your life successful. This is Mahatma's business. Not indirectly, directly. Directly here Krishna says, Kuya Guryatama. This is first again. Tejya
Kititejyanamachatam Kuya Guryataram Maya Imerjaya Tantasimchena
Jathet-sasi-tathāsu. This word is used as Jathet-sasi-tathāsu. We have got the little independence. Krishna says, Sarva-dharmān-paritrajya-māmekam-saranam-braja. But why people are not doing that? Because they have got little independence. Every living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna has taught the quality of full independence. Naturally, the part and parcel of Krishna, it has also independence. But that is not absolute independence. It's like independent country. America, independent country. We are also now independent country. But the citizens, they have independence dependent on the state independence, not absolute independence. Similarly, We have got independence. We living entities. We have got independence. But dependence on the independence of Krishna, not absolute independence. So, therefore we become entangled in our own karma. Krishna does not give anyone a position or karma. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. That he does not give anyone a better position or anyone a inferior position. Everyone creates his own position. Krishna simply orders that this is your position, now you enjoy or suffer. We create our own position. Therefore, the most confidential part of knowledge is Krishna says that sarva dharma parityajya mami kang saranam bhaja. That is the guhyatama, jnanam guhyatama, the same thing as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavat. One who has understood Bhagavad Gita properly, he can understand what is Srimad Bhagavat. Where Bhagavad Gita ends, Bhagavad Gita, teachings of Bhagavad Gita end at the point when Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam, to surrender. The Bhagavad begins from that point. Dharmadrasya jataha, sattam param jivai. Sattam param surrender. Otherwise, next paragraph of the Srimad Bhagavatam in the beginning, dharma prodhita koita vastra. Except surrendering to Krishna, there cannot be any religious system. The real religious system, therefore Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. That is religion. To surrender to Krishna. Otherwise, as it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, dharma prodhita koitavasa. All cheating type of religious system is kicked out from Bhagavad Gita. Kicked out, prodhita. To march into the Supreme, to become God, to become incarnational God. This kind of religious system is very rigidly kicked out from Srimad Bhagavatam because they are not religious. Real religion is to surrender to Krishna. Therefore it is said, jatta sāsāt bhagavato vritam. If you want to approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then you must abide by the order of the Supreme Personality. But they have no idea who is Supreme Personality of Godhead, what is His order, what is our relationship with it. These things are unknown. It is simply known to the, devotees. Why it is monopolized by the devotees? That is also answered to Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyama mavijanati javan jasyami tat. If you want to know what is God, what is Krishna, then you have to go through this bhakti marga or devotional. There is no other. Krishna never says that he can be known through speculation or cultivation of so-called speculative knowledge. No. And then he would have said through jnana one can understand. No. Neither karma, one can understand. Neither the yoga. This is explained in many various places of this world. Only bhakti. Only bhakti. And it is the duty of the spiritual master or mahatma to spread bhaktika. That is the most confident. That is the most merciful humanitarian activity. Because people are suffering for want of this knowledge. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is the only movement I can declare very proud, which can actually do some benefit to the human society. It is the only movement. All other bogus movements, I declare. Let them come and study the Shastras and decide for themselves. They are all cheating. Only this Bhagavad Bhakti. Because you cannot understand Bhagavan without undergoing the process of devotional service. If you want to know in truth, tattva, Krishna wants that one should understand him, tattva, not that superficially to take Krishna that he was very fond of the gopis and let us hear the leela of Krishna. Why Krishna's gopis leela? Why not Krishna's leela killing the demons? That is there, people are not interested. To hear about Krishna killing the demons. Because the gopis leela, it appears to me, the transaction between young woman and man is very quickly appears. But Krishna's other business is there. Puritrana sadhunam jinasasya duskitam. That is also Krishna's leela. That is Krishna's leela, just like Lord Ramchandra is killing the Ravana. That is also Krishna's leela. Lord Ramchandra's leela and Krishna's leela, there is a... So, we should take any leela of Krishna as supreme. Not that simply the most confident, the Vrindavan leela, Krishna's leela with the gopis is the most confidential leela. We should not entertain this confidential leela unless we are liberated. Very difficult subject. And because they cannot understand what is Krishna's leela, they imitate, they fall down. There are so many things we do not wish to discuss. But we should be, if we are actually serious about advancing in Krishna leela, then we must know first of all what is Krishna, what he deserves, and how we shall act. Then we can enter into the confidential part of Krishna's leela. Otherwise we shall misunderstand and fall down. So here it is said, the Sakshat Bhagavato Uditam. So what is Bhagavata Bhagavad? Krishna never says that is, first of all, you hear my leela with the gopis. He never says that. He first of all says that is surrender unto him. First of all, learn how to surrender to Krishna. First of all, learn how to love Krishna. Then you can taste what is Krishna's leela with the gopis. It is just like Mukharavinda. Just like Krishna's leela in the Dasama Skanda with the gopis is compared with the Krishna's face, smiling's face. But we have to worship Krishna beginning at his feet, not immediately. We shall look to the face of Krishna. We shall misunderstand. First of all, try to be Krishna's devotee by offering your what beautiful things at the lotus feet of Krishna. The first canto or second canto of Bhagavad Gita are the two lotus feet of Krishna. So, from the very beginning, we should hear Srimad Bhagavatam. Gradually, we shall come to the face. That is real understanding of Krishna. And without understanding of the other nine cantos of Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, we will simply jump over the tenth canto, and especially to the 35th chapter, 5th chapter, Rasa Panchadha. This is not very favorable. Of course it is favorable. Krishna's leela, you hear anywhere, this way, that way. But if we misunderstand Krishna, then there is order. That is instructed by Śrīla Śukadeva Gosvāmī, that don't try to understand Krishna's lila all of a sudden without understanding Krishna. So, regulative principle to serve, as it is stated in the Śāstra, or as it is enjoined by the spiritual master. Tato bhajana kriya athana samivitrishya tato nishtha tato ruchi tata sati tato bhava sadhakana vayam prehna prajitthavi tabetkamaha. Krama. So, Dina Vastala is Mahatma who instructed Narasimha that here is the confidence of knowledge. Please fully surrender unto the lotus feet of Krishna. So, Narada Muni admits here, annabhotan gamishanta. Gamishanta, when the Mahatmas were going, he sat for 4 months, so they become very happy, they become very pleased. This is the business, how to make the Mahatma pleased. Jasvaprasara bhagavata. If you try to please Mahatma, the spiritual master, then Bhagavat Prasada will automatically come. Just Prasada Bhagavat Prasada. Here it says, Annabhutan Gavishnanta, Kripaya. Kripaya Dhinavasa. Actually, Vaishnava is Dhinavasa. They are very honored. That's why Kullad Maharaj was unhappy seeing the people, degenerate people suffering in this material world. Prahlad Maharaj says to Nisimhadev, my dear sir, I have no problem. I am happy anywhere by chanting your voice, by glorifying your activities. And I am simply morose seeing the fallen down condition. Maya, sukhaya, bharamu, bahatu, bimura. I am simply thinking of this rascal who for flickering happiness engaged themselves in so many material activities, creating pure relationships. So this Vastala, Sadhu, he should be very much compassionate to the suffering humanity and give them the message which is spoken directly by Krishna, Sarva Dharma and Paritajya Mahārāma. This is the mission of Krishna Pāṣa. Thank you.